GOP mainstays like former governor and current Bush cabinet member Tommy Thompson will lead the Wisconsin delegation. Four of his former top aides will join him, including Bob Wood, his one-time chief of staff at both the state and federal level. For Thompson and friends, this event will be like many others they've attended, but conventions mix political pros with newcomers. Take Linda Hansen, an alternate delegate who's chaired the Crawford County Republican Party the last 3 years. This will be her first convention.
I know that there'll be a lot of activities and tours and, I mean, a lot of fun things that we can do, too. And while I'm looking forward to that, I guess I don't know that that is the main reason I'm going. That will be icing on the cake, I think. But I just feel very honored to be a part of the process and to work hard for such a fine president.
The trick for delegates will be translating that sentiment to the rest of the nation, or at least the rest of the state. Whereas Democrats viewed their convention as a chance to introduce John Kerry, President George W. Bush has been in the news daily for the past 4 years. Alternate Delegate Rachel Campos Duffy says it's still a great chance for Bush to clearly state his policies without any political background noise. The Republican from Appleton says Bush should use the stage to outline his ideas on Iraq.
I think what George Bush needs to do is really talk about that. Take that stage when he's got it, when everybody's watching, and really explain it, what he's done, why he did it, and where he's hoping for it to go.
Campos Duffy says Republicans can also use this convention to better explain what they mean by compassionate conservatism. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Linda Honnold says she expects the GOP to push that message, but she thinks people won't buy it.
The general public has seen his policies over the last 3.5 years. They know that jobs are gone and the new ones that are being created are paying much less. They know that health insurance costs have risen. They know that across the world, America is not viewed in the same manner that we used to be.
A slight shift in public opinion either way could make the difference in Wisconsin, where Al Gore won 4 years ago by fewer than 6,000 votes. Republicans let it be known before this year's Democratic convention that they expected Kerry's poll numbers to jump once that event wrapped up. Honnold says she does not expect the same with George W. Bush. A couple Wisconsinites will speak at the convention. Congressional candidate Corey Hose of Milwaukee will address the crowd briefly this morning. Congressman Paul Ryan of Janesville will take the floor Wednesday evening. The convention runs through Thursday night when George W. Bush officially accepts the nod to seek a second term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.